Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 71 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Good morning you guys. Happy Sunday. Nice to see ya. Hope you guys are doing great. So it's about 6:30 here on a Sunday morning, and I am just getting up and getting started. I thought I'd check in with you guys, tell you about my week. So how are ya? Did you have a good week? Did you guys stay the course and make some progress? Excuse me for a sec, I'm going to turn off my water pump there, keep her from clicking the whole episode. So, yeah, I hope you guys had a great week. I bet you did great. I'm sure you did. I had a really good week. I, from a zero carb perspective, I have been feeling pretty darn good. You know, I've been meaning to go back and touch on a couple comments I got last week, and that was, I apologize, I think with Andrew, maybe, anyways, Robin reiterated this feeling, and I wanted to thank you guys both. It was, whichever of you noted that, you know, I hadn't been sick since I started, or I hadn't been sick when I was eating my homegrown beef, and since I've started buying the store-ground beef, now I've been sick a couple times with too much gristle and whatnot, and I wanted to thank you guys for making that comment and observation, because it's absolutely true, and I was aware of it, especially while I was eating that, when I was eating my own ground beef, I was aware of how I had not been sick for that whole time, but now that I've been eating it again, I sort of had forgotten, so wanted to thank you for reminding me of that. And so this week I made a couple changes actually with some of that, some of the thoughts that you guys inspired in me and some of my observations from last week, and realizing that I did make myself sick by eating too much ground beef from the store. That particular inexpensive ground beef seems to have a lot of gristle in it. Makes me sick from eating too much. So this week I've started to move towards trying to eat less ground beef and trying to eat more steak and whole cuts, and see if that makes a difference for me. I know that it leads me to eat less, which is kind of why I don't usually do it, because I seem like I can't usually eat enough, or I don't feel full and sated, and I don't really care for the steaks as much. but I've started to make an effort to do a little more of that, and I've been feeling pretty darn good. And so I think this week we'll see if I can do it. I've got a lot of work and I've been putting out a lot of energy, so sometimes I just get hungry and it seems like I need that ground beef. But I'm going to try this week to go all week without any ground beef and see if that makes a difference in the way I feel. So this week I have been eating quite a bit of ribeye. It's the Easter weekend here, and it's on sale everywhere. And I made a mistake, not really, but I did an experiment, I should say. I have been buying boneless ribeye roasts, which my local store, the inexpensive store, has for $3.99 a pound right now. So that's unbelievable. But yesterday, or 2 days ago, I made a special trip to Costco because I was sort of, you know, I was interested in the quality aspect of the meat. And so I wanted to, usually I just go to my inexpensive store and I'm happy and buy the $3 ribeye and the $1.99 or $1.49 ground beef, and I consider it as good as any other. But I thought I'd just experiment with that a little bit and see what it was like to spend a little more. And so I did. I went to Costco and I got a prime ribeye. I got a whole one, a whole boneless side, and they were $10.99 a pound, which was a good price at Costco, and it was prime, as opposed to $3.99. I had to go get some chicken drumsticks for my dog for dog food at the cheap store on the way home, and so I stopped in and they had the same roast for $3.99 a pound, and I kind of kicked myself a little bit and then said, no, this is what you're doing. You want to try this out? So I've been eating prime ribeye for the last couple of days, and it's great. I'm not going to say that it's not, but you know, it isn't. I don't notice a difference between that and the inexpensive meat. I mean, certainly there's a little difference in flavor, because there always is, it seems like, from cut to cut, or from, you know, large chunk of meat to large chunk of meat. And it's certainly, it's excellent. But I'm just as happy with the inexpensive ribeye. So I think I'll probably end up back there. I definitely am not going to go spend as much money as I spend at Costco on meat every week. I won't make it. I also, like I said, it's not something I wish I could do at this point now that I just tried it and I don't notice a huge difference. So I found that interesting and delicious. So I've been doing pretty good eating, trying to eat whole steaks. I did just finish up some ground beef at the end of the week, so I haven't gone too far with that, but I've been doing like a day or a one meal of steak and a little bit of ground beef each day rather than a huge pile of ground beef. And it seems like it's been working great, and I've been feeling a lot better. So the week has been great. In terms of activities, my energy was unbelievable, actually, and I've had a stellar week, you guys. It's actually one for the history books for me. We've had unbelievable surf all week. I was able to the timing of the surf, funny as that sounds, the tides were in the afternoon, so I was able to go to work in the mornings and work 6 hours or so crawling around in the boat, and then I would just go straight to the beach. And I surfed 6 days in a row, you guys. I am, well, I'm rested up a little bit now. I didn't surf Friday or Saturday, but I have just been beat. I absolutely wiped myself out in a glorious way, and I had some of the best surfing sessions I've had since I've gotten my health back. They were the best. I got some unbelievable experiences. I got barreled, which is awesome. Never happens to me. Didn't happen when I was younger, and rarer as I get older. So that was really magical, and I totally wore myself out. I spent a ton of time in the water with sea lions and seals and whales and all. It's just been an awesome week. So, and really good for me physically. I really kind of pushed myself and I just kept going and felt awesome. What a drastic difference this diet has made in my life, to come back from low energy fatigue, laying in bed for pretty much all day, and to be back to working all morning and charging in the surf all day and then, coming home with some energy still. It's just been a great week, and a continued lesson in this way of eating and the energy it brings and all that. So on top of that, I had a couple of excellent interactions this week, and so one of them was so special to me, and I can't tell you how fortunate I feel, and what a serendipitous moment. It was just glorious. So I was out there in the water. Most of this week, I surfed by myself or with one other person. It was unbelievable and just glassiest water you've ever seen. So glassy that you kind of couldn't see the waves. Because they were just this gray steel against a gray sky, and it was just amazing. But I'm out there surfing, and I had been with one other guy, and he was heading in, so I'm by myself, and I catch the wave of the decade for myself, and I barely make the drop. Fly, get hung up kind of in the lip and push in over the drop, and I free fall to the bottom, and I make the bottom turn, which is, I'm just surprised as anybody at this point, and I kind of tuck in, and it's just a wall shooting down the line, starting to throw, kind of tucking in, just getting ready to go into it, and here comes someone paddling out, and I can, out of my periphery, I think I'm gonna run them over. And when you're stuck in the wave like that, and you're on the face, and there's really nowhere to go. You're just kind of stuck. So, the surfer's etiquette, the rule is they're supposed to hopefully paddle as fast as they can and kind of try and get behind you. And they're going to eat the white water while you shoot on by in the blaze of glory in the barrel. And I start heading for this person. I'm just, I'm not paying much attention because it's all I can do to hang on. And I hear him, you give me a big old hoot. And just miss me and fly behind me, and I finish my ride. I just have an awesome wave, and I kick out the back. I start paddling back out, and I look over, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, is that you?" And sure enough, it's my buddy who I was talking about last week, who I had heard was doing well, who had started the diet back in December, and it was him, and it was Steve, and he has had, pancreatitis, Steve verticulitis. He's been plagued for decades. Ever as long as we've been friends, he's been plagued with real serious digestive issues that I never understood until recently, really. And he's been in and out of hospital, and a real serious case for most of his life. He's got two young daughters. He's been in and out of work. He's started great careers and then been knocked off due to his illness. And I saw him in the water, and he was glowing, and he was raving. He's a huge fan of Dr. Paul Mason. He's been watching all the videos and getting all his information, and he was out there just... It was actually so great. He was doing to me what I do to everybody else. Just, he was just regurgitating all the great stuff he'd learned and all the pieces of information that had gotten him excited about zero carb. And he was totally on board. He was just moving forward at a million miles an hour. He looked incredible. He said he was 185 pounds, the first lightest he'd been since seventh grade. He'd always been plagued with weight issues that were part of his digestive issues, and he was cut and looked fit and was talking about all of his progress. You guys, it was so awesome. It was absolutely amazing. I feel, like I said last week, it's like, you know, if all of my struggles and suffering brought me here so that I could teach, even if it was just him, just if I could just give him a chance at a little bit better life. For him and his daughters and his wife, it was all worth it. I mean, that just, it just made my day, made my week, made my month, made my year. So happy to see him doing good. And know that it was, you know, because I was able to show him something I'd learned, and give him the key to moving forward. So, man, that was awesome. So I came home, I can't even tell you guys, I was just euphoric, just absolutely euphoric, you know. I was just completely elevated from my surf session, from the waves and the experience. You know, when you get those waves like that, it's hard to explain. It's not like you're just excited. It's like there's something that happens to your alignment, your energy, whatever you want to say. So I was just buzzing, and then to have, you know, his health progress on top of that. Man, what a week. So yeah, so that was just unbelievable. I mean, a great, great, great experience. I feel so good. We had a great talk, had a great session. I got to surf the next day, worked hard. And then Friday, yesterday, or day before yesterday, I actually had a visitor, one of my stoving friends, someone who is in the sustainable building world, who builds cob and plaster structures and does finished plaster for all sorts of wellness centers and places like that up in Vancouver, British Columbia. And he came to visit me, and we just had a great time, just hung out and talked about building and much deeper stuff. And one of the really interesting things, he's roughly my age and has been beginning a journey to try and seek a better path for himself. And so when he showed up and asked if I needed any groceries, and we got to talking, you know, he was incredibly receptive to my journey. And of course, we spent about 24 hours together. And of course, I, you know, tried my best to just be normal, but I dropped a whole lot of zero carb anecdotes and knowledge. And by the end of yesterday, he was getting ready to get back on his ferry. And, you know, I think sounds like he's going to end up trying it as well and seeing if it helps his health. So that was pretty exciting to have perhaps another person, you know, ready to take the step forward and at least learn about a little more about themselves. And so I've had a great week, you guys. I feel like I've made a difference in the world this week. I feel like I've had an impact on some people. I feel like I've learned some stuff about my own progress. You know, I'm really interested in pursuing my whole cuts program here and see how I do, see if I can find some whole cuts that appeal to me a little more or at least as much as the ground beef, and see how it works for my digestive tract. So I'm going to see what I can do to continue to improve my situation here. So I'll keep you posted on that. And little baby calf is doing awesome. I don't have any photos for you guys yet. I meant to go out yesterday, but I had company and stuff going all week, and then it was raining quite a bit of this week. I kept coming home from surf thinking I'd bring my camera down there, and I just haven't done it. So, cutest little calf you've ever seen, though, and I promise I'll get some photos up. I do have maybe a snippet of video I can throw in here, but I don't have any good photos. And little black calves look like little black dots on camera unless you get just the right light and up close. So, oh, and on another note, my website that hosts my podcasts for this episode, these episodes, was hacked. And so I spent some money last week to get some support to try and get that fixed, and it hasn't been fixed yet. And so I apologize if you are a podcast listener. The videos are up, but the podcasts are waiting to get my website repaired, and I promise I'll have them up soon. So if you're listening to this and it's delayed, that's the reason why, and I apologize. Hopefully that'll be remedied soon. So I think that's enough for today, you guys. I'm going to move on and get started with my Sunday. It's coming up on 7 o'clock. I got my fingers crossed for one more calf coming, so could be any day now. I have to go double check and see if it's looking even more sure, but maybe I'll have some more good news for you next week. And yeah, I hope you guys are having a great run. Hope you guys are staying the course and making some progress. You know, I just really hope that all of you continue to learn and grow and share what you learn with others. And together, I know that we can all make a difference. So I can't thank all you guys enough, as always, for your support and kind comments and for listening and watching. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And I'll check in with you next week. And yeah, so there you go, you guys. Have a great week. And I'll see you next week. All right. See ya.